The seven-member crew of the Space Shuttle Columbia was diverse in their heritage and their paths to spaceflight. Some of the astronauts traveled into space for the first time on Columbia. Others were veterans. All those on the ill-fated mission shared a long-held dream of space travel. Mission Commander Rick Husband, a U.S. Air Force colonel from Texas, said he had made up his mind as a child that he wanted to go into space. In comments before Columbia's January launch, he said he was thrilled to be able to live out his lifelong dream. Commander Husband said the shuttle was not going to the International Space Station this trip. Instead, he said, the crew would be hard at work conducting science experiments.
We've got the crew split up into two shifts, the red shift and the blue shift. We'll be working around the clock doing our experiments.
One of the two women on board Columbia was Indian-born flight engineer Kalpana Chawla.
I'm looking forward to this flight, of course, and I think part of the reason is having flown once before. One of my colleagues here in our office used to say that after you go to space once, you sort of get addicted and you want to go have that same experience again.
The other woman crew member, Laurel Clark, was a former U.S. Navy flight surgeon.
I'm really excited. This is my first flight going to space, and while we're doing a huge number of different science experiments in different disciplines, I'm especially excited about the wide range of medical experiments that we're doing that will benefit people that I know and patients here on Earth.
Payload Commander Michael Anderson was one of only a few Black American astronauts. Although he was on a second space flight, he said he was still excited to go.
And I'm very much looking forward to this flight, and I just can't wait to get up there.
Perhaps the most spotlighted crew member was Israeli Air Force Colonel and fighter pilot Ilan Ramon, the first Israeli in space. Before the launch, Mr. Ramon said for Israelis, his mission offered a distraction from hardships at home.
Well, that in Israel today, as in a lot of other countries, there's a big, huge problem of economics and unemployment. And this is actually the most important problem in Israel today. And I think people are very happy to be distracted by my flight and NASA flights, maybe to forget a little bit of their problems and get out there with us.
The tragic Columbia mission was the first space flight for the remaining two crew members, Pilot William McCool and Dr. David Brown. Both men came from the U.S. Navy and became astronauts in 1996. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Washington.